You are listening to Empire of Rails, official travel and adventure blog of Ryan Casey, hosted by WordPress. NNW 611 visits Strasbourg, 2019. Published by RPC EOR 2020 on April 17th, 2021. Note, this article may be best viewed on a computer. Hello, readers. This is Ryan Casey, and welcome to NNW 611 Visits Strasbourg 2019. This surprise event happened as a result of United States steam engines not being able to accommodate the new technology of positive train control. NNW 484J class engine number 611, a steam legend, was one of those engines. This locomotive ran as part of Norfolk Southern's steam program until 1994. In 2015, the 611 was restored to operating condition with the intent of once again hauling excursion trains through a new NS steam program called 21st Century Steam, but only in 2015. Under the Virginia Museum of Transportation, NNW 611 did run on the main line for a couple more years, 2016 to 2017. In 2018, Amtrak CEO Rich Anderson decreed that private railroad cars and excursion trains were causing passenger delays. As a result, 611, as well as other mainline steam locomotives, did not run on freight railroads. To do so would require that the carrier take Amtrak insurance or visit an excursion. As a result, Preservation societies look to other railroads to run their steam engines on, a practice common in Britain but new to the United States. First, in 2018, the Fort Wayne Railroad Historical Society called on Metra to allow nickel plate 284 Berkshire No. 765 to pull excursion trains on the Rock Island line. The Virginia Museum of Transportation and the Strasbourg Railroad reached an agreement to allow NNW 611 to run in Pennsylvania for an entire month. On September 28, 2019, my father and I set out to the Strasbourg Railroad to ride behind NNW No. 611. The weather was still humid even as fall was beginning. We drove out to Strasbourg in the morning and reached the site by 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Unlike on regular excursion days, the Strasbourg Railroad's parking agenda for the 611 excursions was unique. Knowing that 611 would draw tons of rail buffs, the parking lot wouldn't have enough room to accommodate their cars. Everyone had to check in with the railroad, and were then directed to park in a field by the Red Caboose Motel. Upon reaching the field, passengers for the trains were taken by school bus from the field to the station area every half hour. When we reached the station area, the platform was empty. So we picked up our tickets and then walked over to a tent featuring a model railroad layout of the Strasbourg Railroad. As we checked out the layout, NNW No. 611 pulled into the station. From there, the 611's coaches were taken away by diesel switch engine No. 8608, as 611 was too long to run around the train by itself. NNW No. 475 then pulled in with its train for the day, and was able to run around its consist. When No. 475 departed Strasbourg, the diesel shoved the coaches back to the platform, and our train time was near. This operation was well executed, and there were no problems. After grabbing a bite to eat, we then boarded the train in an open-air car. I saw several familiar faces from the Pine Creek days as we boarded the train. 611 then reversed from its siding track and onto the main. Then the local coupled up to our train. Departing on time, at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we rode the 4 miles to Paradise, Pennsylvania, where Strasbourg interchanges with Norfolk Southern. The Strasburg Railroad, chartered in 1832 and opened in 1837, is the oldest continuously operating short line railroad in the United States. Every year, hundreds of thousands of visitors, old, middle, and young, from the Northeast, come here to experience the authentic sights, sounds, and scents of real steam locomotives. Add to this the Railroad Museum of Pennsylvania being across the SR 731 road makes this a mecca among American steam preservation. So much so that Strasburg is really the best place to have your personal steam engine boilers and parts worked on. Wheels for the Union Pacific Challenger 4664 were machined here. Over time, I learned of every point on the railroad, from Cherry Hill Siding to the Ghost Train sequence. Time and time again, this grew on me, but the biggest difference here is that today's train was being pulled by a steam legend, something I would have never thought possible since the last fire on 611 was dropped in 1994. I was able to see this engine run after waiting 25 years. Upon reaching Paradise, the number 611 uncoupled from the train and ran around. This provided me with the opportunity to get pictures of the engine and use one as this blog site's homepage picture. As number 611 reversed onto its train, we began our return trip to Strasburg. NNW number 611 would spend the rest of the fall at Strasburg. There were private charters and even opportunities to run number 611 for a short distance. But little did we know that this would be the last trip behind a steam locomotive before COVID hit. I've been to Strasburg for years and used to go every summer on family vacations when I was little. This place was like a paradise. From the time I was in kindergarten to my senior year of high school. But then as time went by, that changed. As I was growing up, I realized that Strasburg was pretty small. As was the case, and always the case, there's always going to be little kids and families. They're learning how to be railroad experts themselves the same way I did. Although this 611 event was reminiscent of England's calling, the attitude towards visiting tourist lines with kids around is different worldwide. The United Kingdom has laws and issues with child predators and adult men loitering near places where children gather, such as a kindergarten, Thomas event, or children's parades. Someone could be walking their dog by an elementary school and the cops would show up and give them a hard time. If you are planning to visit the UK to see steam, please remember and accept this as a fair warning not to get arrested in a foreign country. The event I went to was appropriate for all ages. Thanks for reading. Coming soon, North Carolina trip 2021, Steamtown Memories, and Southern California trips Volume 4, June and July 2021. To catch up on my previous post, click here. To check out the latest event at Strasburg, click here. To check out the latest on NNW number 611, click here. End of report.